okay, my polyneura. Ooh. I started it over. Oh, you remember what? Is that for me?
If you want it. They're fresh cuttings in soil, so if you want me to get them going for you first.
Root them just a little bit longer. Yeah. I have the serpents. I will just send that home with you when you come to my house. Because sure. I have two, and I forgot. I was thinking, oh, I can sell them soon. I was like, no, I should wait till they start growing. And then I was like, wait, Christine wants one, and I wanted to grow it in my tent. So I was like, I can't sell these.
Not yet.
And then you also have to take home your anthurium baby.
Oh, no.
It's cute. It just wants 100% humidity. Just put it in a bag.
True.
And then I haven't started acclimating them to less humidity yet, but I have been upping their light because they're getting bigger.
Sure.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
I really need to go to Target and get another one of those lidded containers because I would like to get the other jar of possibilities out.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're sizing up slightly in the moss, but like they need, like the ones in soil have just gotten so much bigger, so much faster because they have their space and their lights. So I'm just like, I want to get the other ones out of there, but
your polyneura, or do you want to start the episode?
We can get to the episode at some point. Let me just finish this thought. The anthurium babies, I could just pop them in my cells. You know, the little seed starting cells.
Oh yeah.
I could do that.
Sure.
I could probably fit more in there.
I had the trays that I could put like 60 Hoya in.
Yes. I am going to use that as a procrastinating tool when I need to procrastinate something. That's usually when I get this stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to my polyneura. Remember, I had started it over and I kept it in my cabinet and I finally took it out because there's more light now. So it's in my south window up in my bedroom. But those tendrils, they're getting longer. They're probably like a foot long each. And then plant is happy. So it's popping up new growth points from the soil. But it's in like a 4.5-inch pot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's drying out all the time. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't want to repot you. I like you here. Huh. Don't do this to me. But also, I had to water him today. And he's just like sprawling. And I'm just like, you're annoying. I should sell you and start over. I'm like, why am I like this?
Right.
Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast, everybody. I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Christine.
Today we're having a planty chat.
Plant chat.
Plant chat.
We've had so many special guests lately that we haven't had a chance to just have a plant chat.
Right. I like plant chats. This is about the only time Christine and I talk about our plants. We don't really text about them that much anymore.
No.
We used to always talk about plants.
Life's been weird.
Yeah. And our plant hobby habits have changed.
Yeah, I would say they've evened out, if anything.
More even keel.
Mm-hmm.
I find I'm putting off watering because I have other things I want to do. But that's been the story of my life since like a year ago. So I'm just like, ugh, does it ever calm down? No.
No.
No, no, it doesn't.
Life be life-in.
I've been pulling some stuff out of my tent too to go live elsewhere.
Mm.
I've been trying to sell some. I don't have that many props, but I do have some and I've been trying to sell those. And people still aren't. I don't think I can ever go back to propagating the way I was to sell I would be sitting on so much for so long.
Yeah.
And I'm already I price stuff cheap. I don't price it to not be worth my time to sell, but $10 for a plant.
And even then people are going to
be
they're
nice plants and they're happy and they're growing. And yeah, people are still can you sell it to me for $8? I'm like, no, 10's my minimum. If I have to schedule.
The pot costs $3.
Well, the pots are free for me. But I put new fresh soil in there and then my time. And I'm like, for me, it's the scheduling. Figuring out a time for you to come by and get this is a nightmare with some people.
Dealing with the people is why I stopped really growing or selling.
Yeah.
But I've more so been there's more money in the soil than the actual plant.
Have you been throwing stuff away?
That I'm like, I don't want to sell this because of the soil that's in it.
I've been giving away some props to some people who come over to my house, and it's been nice because they're genuinely appreciative and they're taking the plants home and caring for them. Mm-hmm. And then I get rid of plants and I don't even care about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a $10 plant, I will give it to whoever wants it, who comes to my house, because I'm just like, it's better to get rid of it now for free than to hold on to it and wait for someone to buy it for $10.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if the rest of the country is experiencing kind of a lull in plant sales,
or maybe it's just us.
I don't know.
I think part of it is just us, because there are people that are still wheeling and dealing. You know that.
It's true. But also, you know, the plant landscape has changed. And is it the fancy plants, the common plants? Like, I want some new people to get into the hobby so that I can start selling common plants to people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there are. I haven't been in the Facebook group, so I don't know who's new and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, the Hoya pages are always popping off.
That's what I should do. I should sell Hoya. I should grow big Hoyas and sell them. I've thought about this before. We've talked about this before. I was just talking about my Polyneru, who's starting to annoy me. It would look so good in someone else's home for, you know, $50 or whatever.
Sure.
And then I was telling you, your Serpents is going to be ready at some point. Yeah. I think everything's rooted in.
Cool.
He's been in 100% humidity because he's in a closed little box, but waiting for him to start growing.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute.
They are.
And then I sent you a picture. I'm getting some bundungles.
Yeah.
On my Herpins, Hoya Serpents. Which is exciting. I've never had that one flower for me.
And I told you mine always had penduncles, but I never got up to the point of
blooming.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be teeny tiny and small because that would be so cute.
Same with my Polyneru. I've had many penduncles on Polyneru.
I've never had Polyneru flower. My Matilde right now is flowering. And, you know,
my Pandorata is flowering.
That one's kind of like how your husk on the trellis is just like, you know. Well, that's what it is. It's just a thin wire trellis, but you have so many vines wrapped around it that it's just girthy. And that's how my Matilde is too.
Yeah.
And so the penduncles are just kind of shoved in wherever they're growing from. Mm-hmm. And so like some of them are under like a couple vines and they're just like smushed.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry guys, this is what you get. That's cool. He's been drying. That's one of my, like one of my three plants in Lekka, and he's been drying out. He doesn't miss a beat. He can handle drying out, which I don't intentionally let him dry out. It's just, he's in the cabinet and I don't go in there very often.
Mm-hmm.
So like when he does drink all his water and dry out, I'm like, yeah, sorry. But I have not noticed. I did think he was going to get like dry rot and then root rot.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen.
Mm.
He's a trooper. So shout out to Matilde.
Yeah, that would be one that, maybe not beginner Hoya, but that's definitely on the
easier side.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it very much. And I like the small leaves. They're quite pleasant to me. They're a good shape. They're a good size. I like how thick they are.
Mm-hmm.
Just a pretty plant. And my husk is growing. I'm very excited about that. My sigillatus is not growing, which, fuck that guy. I wonder if he needs more light. What do you think?
Is yours sun-stressed?
No.
Okay.
It has three leaves. It grew me one leaf and that's it.
Mm.
So I'm like, it's when you gave it to me and all I've done is up pot him because he was drying out too fast. And then he gave me one leaf and then he killed a leaf and that's it.
You got it in the fall. I honestly say you probably going to need another like 8 months with that plant before it's going to. Sigillatus was one that just
needs that same, time.
Sigillatus and Cudata Sumatra are the two Hoya that I've had to sit for like a year before it was like, all right, and then start growing.
And it's not like you change your conditions to get them to grow?
No. I'm surprised. Mine is holding a sun stress as much as it is compared to my other Hoya that don't really sun stress in that cabinet.
So maybe you wouldn't think he's a lower light Hoya, would you? If he's sun stressing at a level that doesn't cause other guys to sun stress?
Right. Well, I guess I was about to say like Polyneru sun stress is really easy too. But yes, that is a lower light Hoya.
Yeah.
So it might...
Because part of me, since he's a small guy who hasn't really started growing yet, part of me wants to just like raise him up again.
Put him
so he's higher to the light and then see if that helps.
You can always see.
Yeah. Because if he doesn't start growing, he's going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
Ooh, you'll be happy to hear my Gunungetting is growing two new leaves.
Oh, nice.
I'm excited for that one.
I started mine over. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did. Oh, I see the leaf. I didn't know that's what
I've
that
was. I've got two going. I started mine over.
Yeah.
Real hard this winter. I started over like 99% of my Hoya, if you can't tell. I only have like my husk is my only like Hoya big one right now.
Well, you were talking about getting rid of the big ones because you were like, fuck this.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. I think it is time to start my husk. Not completely over. I'm not going to like chop it all the way back.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to start taking cuttings to do three or four plants. Just because I'm
to sell or to keep expand.
Keep one, sell the rest, give away the rest. I don't care.
Are you going to keep the big one or get rid of the big one or are you deciding?
It's more of an insurance policy right now because I've noticed it kind of stagnating and I'm not 100% sure what might be going on and I haven't had the energy to try and determine.
Where he's sitting in your cabinet,
Is
his backside that's against the wall kind of ugly?
No.
I wonder to get him more light if you moved him into
just
the center.
Just pull him out a little bit. Yeah. He is there because of back when Hoya when that shelf used to be full.
Yeah.
That would basically the only spot you fit in.
And yeah, because we're, look, Christine has one of those like rectangular metal shelves, and you have, is it a T8 on each corner of the the long side of the rectangle, yeah. one on each of the corners of that shelf. And so this Hoya is pressed up against kind of, he's in the middle of the rack, but he's pushed up against the wall on the backside. So I'm just saying, moving forward, so he gets...
I would be interested.
A little more even light on all of his signs. Just
I wonder how much the reflectors, you see they have little, the lights have reflectors.
But
I
only did it on one side. Angling it towards the mid.
It pushes down. So instead of the light going straight to the wall, it pushes down a little.
Yeah.
So the backside is definitely getting some light. But not, but definitely not full.
Yeah, you could give him just a little bit more if you moved him closer. And then if you you could raise him up like 2 inches.
I was going to say, I should get one of those like, museum display things that are like a little motor and it just sits there and rotates. So it's always getting light.
I thought about getting one of those, but for my disco ball.
Oh, well that's, a disco ball motor.
Oh, is that a real thing? I mean, I know it's a real thing. I've looked it up. You're thinking of like a museum Lazy Susan. Yeah, I'm thinking of a disco ball motor. Yeah, but like a solar powered one so that only when the sun shines.
Yeah.
There's the cats and the dog. My dog is kind of a cat. She chases the light on the walls. Like if there's a reflection, she's going after it.
My parents' dogs like to play with the cat laser.
Yeah. Spicy. So I got her last April. It's
Wow. You've already had her in
February. Yeah. It's crazy. She's been great with my plants. She doesn't bother them. She doesn't chew on them.
Does she run into them when she plays?
Yeah. But like, it's not any different than like a jungle panther.
Sure.
So like she'll brush up against them and we play fetch aggressively. And so, like, my Rojo Congo gets some dog action, but, like, the leaves don't, they don't get damaged because I haven't had to stop.
Right.
Well, but she's been great with everything, and all my big pots have rocks in them so that she can't eat the soil like my last dog.
Right.
Roxy was hungry. She ate the soil and pooped out perlite.
And I'm a firm believer that plants need that kind of abuse and stress to be stronger and healthier because that's what they would get in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally manhandle my plants.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, they kind of stay put because I'm sick of moving them around and I water them in place this winter, which has actually been great.
Good.
The turkey baster thing has been working great. And I've gotten better at knowing how much to put in the plant so that when it sits in the saucer, it can soak it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been having to turkey baste far less water than I did.
Oh, that's good.
I'm getting better at it. Yeah. Still not perfect, but better. And it's been nice not having to drag all the plants to the kitchen and then put them back.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's kind of been me. Everything's in trays.
And I see you have standing water because you must have just watered.
I had all the Hoya in that tray. Mm-hmm. And so I moved everything over and I was like, let's leave the water to keep humidity up in the tent. Yeah. Slash Roscoe likes to stare at it because he wants to drink the water.
Yeah, buddy.
And so he's very sad that he can't get to it.
But mother.
Yeah, I know.
Mother, I want it.
That's what he does.
I want to drink it. I've been noticing my tent downstairs does not stay humid.
It's drying out.
Well, yes, it's drying. That big fan down there too.
Oh, right.
I have one of the hurricane fans so I had 2 in the greenhouse outside and then I ended up keeping plants in the, whatever. I have 3 total. So I have 2 that can live in the greenhouse and I have 1 that lives in my tent downstairs, to circulate air because it's definitely powerful enough. It's great, but everything dries out quick and plus everything's getting blasted with light appropriately. So the plants are using their water. The cocoa coir is airy.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay humid because nothing stays moist. Sure. I have to water like every 5 days.
Oh, wow.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Things look great, but yikes. Please stop.
Right.
I need my house hose.
Mm-hmm. This week of like 50 to 60 has been really nice for me.
We're talking temps, everybody. Yeah,
50 to 60 degrees because... I don't know. The warm weather has given me more energy to do things. So like all of my Hoya baggies are now plants.
Nice.
And it's starting to make me look forward to being able to just put shit outside.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like all these little Hoya I'm going to throw outside and see what they do this summer.
All of them.
Yeah. Cool. I know the Rosita will do fine. The Nova Ghost was doing great last year in this outside. The Calistophia loves going outside.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes. And dare I say, might be wanting to take some Hoya in.
Get plants? Get
more Hoya.
Oh.
Maybe. Nothing's
plant,
like.
Plant parenthood is a cycle. So if that's where you're at. I support it.
I mean, there's really only one Hoya I want right now.
Well, get it.
Well, it's intervariegated poly and it's still.
How expensive?
Well,
I thought you said
someone had, no, not intervariegated yet. Someone had one and it was a decently long
cutting
vine. It was a plant and it had probably eight. No, I did the math. It had six nodes on it for $65.
$10 a node.
Yeah.
I
wanted to put it in the Discord and be like, does anyone want to split this with me? The only thing was shipping from Washington was going to be like $30
because everyone was overnight or what?
Everyone in the Hoya group likes to do like 2-day express shipping.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be $30.
No, it shouldn't. But they also overcharge for shipping in that group. Half the time, I've never bought from that group, but I really want to be like, can you use my FedEx account number to send this?
No, because I'm making an extra $20 on your shipping cost.
No, because we get really good FedEx rates through work.
Yeah.
And I can use that account as long as I just, you know, pay for it.
But that's the thing. They could be just saying be like, it's $30.
I know you can put this in this box and send it to me today for $15.
Oh, if we're going to get on a tangent about shipping.
We haven't talked shipping plans yet.
I'm making a leather jacket out of a Craigslist couch I got for free in 2020. And I ordered zippers today because the couch, it's like a blue-green.
Yeah.
Blue-green leather. And so I ordered blue-green zippers. The zipper tape is blue-green. The metal is silver. But the place I ordered them from on eBay, they are charging me shipping for each of the things I bought. So I bought three things from them.
eBay's really bad at that.
And it's $3.99 shipping for one, $4.65 shipping for another, and 75 cents for another one. And I'm like, you are sending these to me. Why can I not
pay
three zipper stops?
Is this all from the same seller?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you can do is, because we sell on eBay at work, so I deal with this daily. You can put those all in a cart and request an invoice from the seller. You do have to be on the computer for that.
I mean, I was on the computer and I've already placed the order.
Yeah. So what you can do in the future is request an invoice and that way they'll be able to combine shipping for all that. You can also message the seller and be like, hey, can I get a shipping refund? Can you combine shipping and refund me? That is a very reasonable ask. We do it all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and it said...
You are a little bit at the whims of the seller at that point and they can be like, no, it costs that much.
At the checkout, it said request combined shipping and then it had the I button and I clicked on it and it said, this is not available because the seller is offering you a discount. I'm like, the discount is 15% on a $4 zipper. Like, I would rather not have the discount and only pay for shipping once.
That is weird.
So I don't know that that'll actually be able to be a thing, but God, it's frustrating. I bought new dog squeakers so I can add them to my dog's destroyed toys that I fix. So she can have new squeakers.
Nice. Without having to buy new toys.
Well, I don't buy new toys. I fix them until you can't fix them anymore.
Right.
And then I'll use their parts to sew onto other toys.
Make Franken toys?
Yes. Yes.
That's fun.
I haven't done any.
Trying to think. My ficus. Is it ficuses? Fici? Ficopodes? Ficus?
Ficuses.
Ficuses. My two ficuses seem to be doing happy all of a sudden. Maybe I just haven't been giving them as much attention, but recently in the last few weeks, I'm like, it seems like you guys are growing a lot faster than you normally do in the wintertime. And maybe that's just because they're finally close enough to the lights to...
My ficus are taking off too, but they're under grow lights.
Yeah, and so are mine. So I don't know if they're just finally tall enough for the lights to really be doing something for them or who knows. I'm just happy that they're keeping leaves, really. We'll have to plan a day for you to come over and help me set up my Soltex.
Oh, did you decide you're going to do it?
I'm actually kind of thinking.
Did you get a lava lamp?
Yeah. Well, Adrian got a lava lamp for Valentine's Day.
Heck yeah, Adrian.
He's never had one.
Wait, you got it for him or you got it for
I got it for him, yeah.
But you also were talking about wanting one because we talked about that.
Yeah.
I love it. It's not on. Why isn't it on? Or is it just dark?
It's warming up. It turns on at 4 and it does take a few hours to warm up.
Cool.
Usually about...
I don't have any good place to set mine right now because I throw the dog toys in the house and then I would probably wreck it. So it's put away right now.
Dang. Yeah, because I had mine when Adrian and I met. I still had the one from college.
Oh, yeah.
Because we both got lava lamps in college. And I remember him being jealous of it and he said he never had one before and he always wanted one. So this year I was like, let's get Adrian a lava lamp for Valentine's Day. Only took me 11 years, but here we are.
Cute. How romantic. Okay. We were going to talk about plants.
Yeah.
Oh, the Soltec light. You decided?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking this corner.
Okay.
More space.
For your tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of is the focal point of the mm-hmm. room. That's nice.
And then for sure the one Soltec, maybe both. Because why
not?
You
haven't decided? Or you have decided?
Well, it might be one of those things where get the tie in place, set up the first Soltec, see what the lights are like, and then what the level's like, and then kind of decide from there whether a second one's necessary to spread. Because I've never had the Soltec pendants, so I don't know what their drop-off is like and all of that.
I would say it's like a three foot wide.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to want two on it then.
Yeah, if he's big enough, he'll be happier
that
way.
Or he's going to get big enough, yeah.
Oh, for sure he will. Cool.
My Cupria is back in the window.
I saw. He seems like he has more leaves since last time.
He hasn't put out anything new since last time you were here. If anything, leaves are just probably more.
I noticed how many sachets you have on all your plants. You have 5 on your elbow and he's not that big.
I don't want to fuck it up.
I mean, well, one for that size is fine because my plant is much bigger and has one on it.
I'm also two reasons why I do this. I'm too lazy to move them around. Sorry, 3 reasons why there's so many on there. One, I'm too lazy to move them around, so I get extras, so I don't have to move them around.
Okay.
Two, there are probably at least, so it's probably like a 50-50 of sachets from the last round, so that they're like, they're still okay.
They're overlapping.
But there's an overlap. And three, I have a problem of being like, 15 Cucumera sachets and 10 Californica sachets. And then once I have them in the house, I'm like, I don't know where to put all of these.
Mm.
So I have a problem of buying too many, which
isn't a problem,
but yeah, that's what ends up happening. There's one on every single leaf of my tie upstairs. Jeez. Every leaf has a sachet.
I have not been pulling them off because I write the expiration. No, not the expiration, but when I get them, I write the date.
To
8
get
weeks
new ones.
From them, yep. So that I know when I can just discard the sachet. And I have not been doing that unless they fall off and I see the date has passed. And I'm like, do the compost with you.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I've just been lazy about it. And also, I have also not been moving mine around.
Yeah.
But my plants are close enough together that
I feel like the
bugs can travel. So I'll like spread them out in the collection enough that I feel okay about it. And then I just won't bother moving them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to move them and I'm just like, meh. But it's been good. I haven't noticed any spider mite outbreaks. I haven't noticed any suspicious foliage to cause me to go looking for spider mites,
mm-hmm.
which is great because I'm not actively looking for spider mites.
Well, and to go back to the Cupria, if you don't remember from our plant resolutions, that's the one I want to do really successful this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going extra hard to make sure it never gets
spider mites.
Mites.
Yeah. My Aslanii has no leaves.
Oh, it's just a cormoran dirt?
Well, he's got stalks.
Sure.
His leaves are not there. That's one. I really haven't been able to grow him very well. And I've never gotten him to size up past like 4 or 5 inches, which it could just be a smaller alocasia anyway. But
I'd say the largest I had was hand size.
Yeah.
Which I think is about how big they would get. They are.
I haven't
been
totally dedicated to his care to try and see.
That's fair.
How I can do it better. But I don't know. When I rot him, he's gone. He's done.
Yeah.
He was a fun one for a while. But like, it's kind of how like I could never make some of the Calatheas very happy for very long. And I'm just like, I'm giving up if you die. But if he doesn't die and he comes back, great. Sure. Fine.
Yeah.
But that's part of the problem of when you have just a couple too many plants. Some get neglected a little bit.
Yep.
And I'm trying to do better by my philodendron black cardinal
because
he's one where I'm like, well, you can handle medium light. You are going to get moved. And now I'm just like, no longer. You must get big. You must be beautiful.
Right.
But he's not having the best time, but we'll see. I'm giving him a little bit more light in the tent.
Nice.
But I also just repotted him because he was drying out too quick. So
I need to bring my work spider plant babies home to pot up because I'm restarting the work spider plant.
You're just going to throw them away?
The big one? At this point, I need to.
You should just put him in my compost pile so that he can go on to feed other plants.
Sure.
It'd be cathartic.
It's just dying.
Right actually, for fun, what we should do is when it's warm enough, we'll plant him in the compost pile and just let him grow all summer.
I'm actually kind of curious. It hasn't been watered in probably 2 months at this point.
Dang.
And it's just slowly dying. I'm curious if I can bring it back.
Oh, you sure?
Because I brought it back when I started working there. And who knows when the last time that thing was watered before I started. Properly.
They're resilient,
yeah.
Which explains why everybody has them.
Yeah.
/ it's a, gateway plant kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any spider plants right now? No. Don't.
There's no need to.
They have a time and a place. I just had too many plants. Sure. I did like the one I had in the golden pineapple.
Yeah, that the did all green look nice. One
because yep. It just looked like a fancy pineapple. Mm-hmm. That was rad. But what happened is he got too big and needed to be repotted, and I said no. Because the pineapple pot, it has like that narrow opening at the top, and there's no way I'm going to get a spider plant with all its massive root tubers out of that narrow opening.
Do we need to plan a trip to Joann's now that they're all closing and stock up on pots?
I don't know. I was actually at a Joann's the other day, and I didn't even go into the floral section to look at stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, because all their closing sales are pathetic.
Oh, it's 100%.
20% off. They mark 25% off. Well, yeah. When they're at 80, I'll go look.
Yeah.
Until then, forget it. I did have to go buy buttons for a vest I made for Friday.
Yeah.
And I had like two options because the buttons got picked over.
Nice.
Hella, whatever you want to call it. I lucked out because I think there were two packs. I needed 8 buttons. Mm. There were 2 packs on the hook. I found one on the bottom of the shelf, it's not quite the floor because mm-hmm. it's the bottom of the shelf, mm-hmm. but it's not really a shelf because mm-hmm. the whole thing is just a wall, whatever. And then I found another one like 3 feet down in the wrong spot on a hook that I wasn't supposed to be on. So I lucked out. Otherwise I was going to use buttons that look like the Death Star / disco ball.
Nice.
They didn't work. They were silver. I needed black ones.
Either wait for the 80% or twice I have gone to Joann in the last 2-3 years. And as I'm checking out, they're like, oh, and on your way out, feel free to grab something. They'll have these like racks of merchandise.
I think that's just the Maple Grove location because I've never seen that anywhere else.
They're like, oh, on your way out, grab something for free. And I'm like, what? So I've gotten a vase and a rug. I have a rug in my garage I've never used that I got for free from Joann.
Is it an outdoor rug?
No, it's an indoor rug. It's probably like a 5x7.
Oh. You could put it right here so my feet aren't cold during recording.
Well, yeah, because we used to have a rug in the living room, and the living room's gotten so cold now since we got rid of it. Too many years of cats throwing up on it. I was like, it's time to get rid of this.
Well, you have a new rug.
Yeah.
New rug for cats to throw up on.
It'll be easier to clean too. The last one was shag.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not plants.
Plants, I'm going to start over. Tortum, glad hands.
Like a full hard reset?
Yeah, I'm going to take a cutting.
What are you going to do with the bottom?
I don't know. Throw it away. Give it away.
Oh.
I mean, somebody, I think it was Cassandra. Cassandra wanted the tortum.
Oh, sure.
I'll give her one if anyone wants cuttings. I think I'm going to move the Dark Lord to the south window. Ooh, actually, this is fun. Christine and I potted together my 2 Chia Pensies. And they look amazing.
Oh, the variegated and regular?
No.
Oh.
So I had started over, kind of. Mm-hmm. I took a top cutting of my Chia Pensy. Mm-hmm. And so one pot was the cuttings. And then the other pot was the butt cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so they both kind of did their own thing at the same time. And so I was sick of, I actually had one in the tent and one in my east window. So I got sick of having 2. So I combined them together. And of course they had to go into an 8-inch pot. Of course they did. But they've been, both of them have been giving me really big leaves.
Nice.
And they're so cool. And so this pot just
looks almost conservatory size. Yeah.
Not quite, because this conservatory did have new large leaves when we were there for the orchid show. But I'm hoping, because they're big when they're small. And even the one that's in the east facing window was giving me some pretty decent size leaves. So now everybody's got a little bamboo stake that I'm tethering them to, and I'm excited. And then I also potted my 2 pastas together.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I was going to give you one. You can have a cutting.
Pasta?
I thought you wanted a pasta.
No.
That's right.
Not in the current house.
Not
this current house.
That's what you said. Never mind.
I love crawlers. I don't have the space for crawlers.
I put them together because they were in 6-inch pots drying out too fast. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't. Nobody wanted to buy the one. I was going to sell one, keep one. No one wanted it.
That is a beautiful
Except for
plant.
The person who ghosted me and then asked me for a discount. And I said, no, I don't give discounts to people who ghost me.
Did they ever reply?
Yeah. Okay. With the check mark emoji. Cool, bro.
I hate selling plants.
Right? Like, this man was supposed to come, like, the next day after he dropped his kid off at school and picked up his vehicle from the shop, and he was going to message me to let me know what time. Never heard from him. Like, 2 weeks go by, and he's like, or a month goes, I don't know. I don't remember how long it was, but he messaged me. He's like, hey, if you still have this and are willing to take $20, I'll buy it. And I was like, You were supposed to show up the day, like the following day, and pay me $30 for this 2 weeks ago. I've been caring for it since then. I haven't heard from you. You never message me. Absolutely not. Go you fuck
do
a, yourself.
You could do, yeah, I'll sell it for $20 plus $10 holding charge.
No, $30 plus $10 holding charge. I should be like, well, the price has gone up to $50 now. Do you still want it? Oh, that's my favorite thing to do when people are dicks on it. Marketplace is right. To just raise the price on them and they get so mad. How do you think I feel when you ghosted me the first time?
Right.
Or when you tried to haggle with me on three different listings and then never showed up to pick any of them up. Mm-hmm. You're not getting plants from me. I know who you are. I don't know who you are. Your name looks familiar. I've been mad at you before. But anyway, Pasta, again, put him in way bigger of a pot than he needed. Uh-huh. I'm annoyed at that, but he looks fantastic. And then he put out this really nice, big, glossy leaf, and it's just...
Are you still putting them in round pots, or...?
I tried to find my square pot, but my square pot is being used by my corn plant, so I put them in a round. Mm. I'm going to call him a short terracotta. It's not a real terracotta. It's the plastic that's the color of terracotta. But he ended up being wider than he is deep, and so I put the two plants together to fill up the space I wanted. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're kind of triangly, mm-hmm. where they're wider at the top, skinnier at the bottom, so mm-hmm. there's more room for it to crawl across. So the way I potted them, I shoved them all the way to the back and gave them as much room as they can to grow forward.
Yep.
And it's still not going to be enough room. But
I was going to say that, or with my luck, when I did that once with my Plaumanii, it turned. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
Well, the one that I was trying to get you to take has multiple growth points. Yeah. It's got at least two, and they're going in a Y shape.
Yep.
So I put the one that only has one growth point is parallel with one of the stalks of the Y, and then the other one's doing its own thing. Mm-hmm. And I think while I was repotting it or taking it out of its pot or something, I think I snapped one of the growth points, but not enough for it to, like, break off. And yeah. I was like, I don't care. You think you have enough roots? You will survive. If not, I'll cut you out and pull you out. But you're just gonna do it. You're gonna have to do it. Hopefully, you're happy. Mm-hmm. Survival of the fittest. Mm-hmm. Out of time for you. Nobody wanted to buy you. You're mine. Ooh, and then remember, man. I tried to start over my mammy eye and my Plaumanii eye, and they went to shit.
Mm.
Or they, I don't know. But I have not had good looking either of those for ages now.
Wow.
And they're both very small.
Mm.
Well, the Plaumanii, it's his butt cut in like an 8-inch pot. Mm. So he's not small, but he has three small leaves. Mm-hmm. And then the Mammii is two leaves in a 4-inch pot, but they're plants now. They're growing, they're doing things.
Cool.
I'm hoping to size those up and get nice big pillowy leaves. Also, heaven help me, growing crawlers. They take up so much room.
I do love crawlers, but yeah.
They get so big so fast. Why?
Because they have all of that root in soil.
Maybe.
So much sense. Root, that root systems are...
Oh, yeah. And then the plants that grow up, their aerial roots don't necessarily get to the ground, right. Except for the Gigantium and the Tychon, and those do.
And once the Tychon roots find soil, they just
take over,
throw off a giant leaf and keep doing it.
I'm fine with that, but one day I won't be.
I'm debating if I want to split my tie before summertime.
Split it? You mean cut it? Because it's not two plants.
Not yet.
So would you grow two then? Or would you have multiple growth points in the same pot? What are you thinking? Sell one? Don't know yet.
Put one outside. Do like you were saying, put one outside, put one in the inside, see what happens.
I was telling you that was my conundrum too. What should I do with mine? Like, should I do something? Ideally, the time to do it would be March.
Yeah.
Cut it, let it have 3 months, and then June hits, and that's when optimal sun is happening. When you can go outside.
Yeah.
But also, what am I going to do with two Tychons?
Debating putting my Billy outside in an area where it's going to basically be in full sun. It'll be in full sun for multiple hours. Yeah. Mostly to see if I can get it to compact the petioles a little bit.
Mm.
If not, whatever. We'll see how big we can get the leaves.
I got a pretty big leaf.
Nice.
On my last go round.
Mine's been flowering, and so it hasn't put out a leaf in a minute.
That's pretty cool. I'm proud of yours. I'm finally at a stage where mine's doing big things too. Yeah. And I'm just like, about time.
I do like that plant a lot.
Yeah. I still dig the orange color of the petioles mm-hmm. and stuff. It's just so cool. I do wish his petioles would be shorter.
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the one nice thing is the window he's in, I can at least, because he lives with the Regal Shield and the Tychon.
Mm-hmm.
So
he can get sent to the front.
well, his pot can sit back from the window then all his leaves can face the window. And I have room to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Because eventually his pot will be able to sit on the floor if he gets tall enough. Or I could put him just on like a short plant stand because that window is only like maybe 2 feet away from the floor.
Sure.
So it's a tall window.
I need to look at, I think I'm going to take like a half day from work this year to do a state fair.
Oh, good.
To like submit. And Billy right now is at the top of my list of plant to submit.
Cool.
See what it does.
Everyone was saying, everyone meaning my plant friends were saying I should take the Tycon last year. And I could have. Should I do it this year?
You can only time put it in the back of the pickup or how are you going to rent a U-Haul to get over there?
I will. I'll get a little blue. I will tape him down. Get some chalk so he doesn't roll around and then throw a shade cloth over the top.
To be there when you roll up.
Not zip ties. What are they called? The toe straps. Not toe straps. The ratchet straps.
Ratchet straps, we go. Yeah.
It's like a toe strap.
Yeah.
You want to be there when I roll up?
There when you roll up and just see people being like, oh my God.
Actually, if I load the plants in the back of the truck and like put a covering over them, I could probably fit more bigger plants in there.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
I'd have to take it for a test drive to see how it reacts. So I don't want it to like whip around. But I feel like if I put a shade cloth over the top, nothing's going to like move that much. Or should I use like a tarp? No, I don't want to use a tarp. I don't know.
Shade cloth, it's kind of just like kind of acting like a little net.
That's what all it needs to do is so none of the leaves flap.
Yeah. Or minimal flappage.
Really the only part in the back, the bed of the truck where it would be an issue is closer to the tailgate.
Sure.
So I could put the pot on that side.
Yeah.
That would be so funny to carry that thing in. It's huge.
Roll it in.
It's only getting bigger.
Yeah. I do have you're going to have to get a pot for it.
A nice pot?
Yeah, because don't they hate? I thought that was one of the things they like them to be in pots, or at least not showing the plastic.
I have done the nursery pots and cash pots, but everything's been small enough. It hasn't been an issue. Mm. I think if it's just a black nursery pot, I feel like it would be fine.
Okay.
As long as I don't have any stickers on. But, you know, will they be upset that all the leaves face one direction?
Probably.
How
would you?
There's no way. I'd have to grow in a conservatory of some kind.
Yeah.
They didn't give me that note on my elbow.
Well, and that's going to be my
elbow had all leaves facing one direction.
This is where I really wish there was an interview process on the.
Just like 4-H.
But like, yeah, my Billy, like I would sit there and be like, how would you expect me to grow this round?
You would have to put a grow light above your kitchen table.
And then it's going to sit there and point then up.
The plant is going to sit in the middle of your dining room. You could even have grow lights surrounding it, pointing it at it. It would not be pretty.
No.
But you could attractively grow that plant if you sacrificed
It's attractive the way
room.
It is.
Aw.
Sentimental.
I have variegated Chia Pensi, though, put out a really cool leaf.
Cool.
And he's getting a lot of light. He's growing quite quick, so I'm happy. I think at some point he will be getting too much light where he lives, but I'm watching. He's not there yet.
I was about to say my Tycon. It's putting out a leaf, but the variegation hasn't been super great on it. Like
maybe it's
got way more of just like the freckly style.
Mine hasn't been putting out great variegation in the winter, but it did put out some nice stuff in the
maybe
summer.
It's the intensity of
I
the
have
light.
Not gotten enough variegation like Mackie did on that one leaf to make the elbow look like a tie or to make the tie look like an elbow.
Yeah.
But honestly, with the size mine's at, I'm fine with whatever it wants to do. As long as it doesn't look like that tie I got from Adam that had hardly any variegation.
Oh, sure.
That one was a problem.
Yeah. And I'm happy with any variegation on that one because I always knew I wanted a Deliciosa, but I wanted it to be the tie because I didn't want just a regular green, but I'm okay with green.
Greenish.
Yeah. So if it's, as long as it's got some variegation on it, I'm happy.
No. If you feel like chopping it, you could also just...
True.
Pick and choose.
Well, and the stem has plenty of irrigation on it. So it might be a light intensity thing. I've also noticed that on this most recent leaf, more of the irrigation is on the backside of the leaf. So I don't know if maybe it's just threw
I
it
see
out
that
on that one.
On my plant all the time because that's the part that faces my living quarters.
Yep.
I don't get to see the front of the plant.
I'll see a strip of like nice variegation on the back. And
but
so
it
when
won't
I go
translate.
Yeah. When I go to look on the front, I'm like, what the fuck? Where
are
you?
Yeah. Like I'll have a nice creamy patch on some of the fingers.
Yep.
Whatever. And then it just doesn't go through the front. I'm like, what the heck? Why? Did you want a Tandarusa baby?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I have very, very, very multiples. of all shapes and sizes.
I have many.
Many. Because I told you I pulled apart my Tandarusa because it wasn't.
If you did tell me, I forgot.
Did.
Okay.
It was in, I think, a tall 8-inch pot, and I pulled it apart, and like it didn't have the roots I would have expected it to have. So like there was something that happened at some point. But I pulled out everything. All the little guys got potted in appropriately sized pots, and then all the babies. I have been saving all of my plastic cups from Diced Coffee and washing them and then stacking them in my basement, thinking, one, I could use them for seed starting.
Yeah, that's a great prop.
And they're clear. They're all clear. They have some branding on them. But I've also been using them as propagation domes. So like I was saying, my tent doesn't hold humidity. So I have my tray, and then I have my plants, and then I put a cup over each pot. And it will either sit on the rim of the pot, or it'll sit in the soil, or it'll go around the pot and then form a seal. So that's how I've been giving like my 100% humidity to my little baby alocasias that probably could, they can use it, but they need it.
Right.
And so
we get,
that's what I got. And it's great because I have the size, like the big iced coffee, and then I have like the regular iced coffee size. So I have variation.
We get, so at work we have a banana Laffy Taffy, like for every online order, we send a banana Laffy Taffy, as well as everybody at Monkey Wrench just eats it.
Yes. You have it on your desk so that you like kind of have that like, mints at the restaurant.
Yeah. And I eat like 2 or 3 a day, and I shouldn't, but
at least it's not 8 to 10.
Yeah, that's true. We have a reoccurring order for the Laffy Taffies, and the reason why I'm saying this is they come
in the plastic bin,
the real big plastic, clear plastic bins. And I'm like, I should start taking these home.
You should.
Because not only would they make decent pots, like a decent, like 7 to 8
are
ish pot.
Are they sturdy enough to be pots?
They could be.
Okay.
They're not like super thick plastic, but they're definitely the thinner, like nursery pot style, I would say. Or
7-inch pots are hard to come by.
So, yeah. 7 to 8. And they're a little taller. They're probably like this tall.
Nice.
Or the other way, flip them. They could become domes for stuff.
I do have a ton of the 8-inch pots, the tall 8-inch pots, nursery pots, if you need a ton.
I don't need a whole bunch yet, but it's one of those things where I'm like, these would be great. And I could start hoarding them now, or I could just wait until I actually need them and be like,
okay, start hoarding them now. And then give some to me.
I have to start hoarding cardboard whenever you want it too.
Yes. When I get the truck back, you can start hoarding, because I'm not going to, my dad's fixing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weekly basis. You can have as much cardboard as you want.
I figured, yeah. I still want to do the chip drop and get a ton of mulch for free, and then start some new beds and fill up what I already have. And then just watch me use the whole truckload of mulch. A whole, what is it, 8 cubic yards? 12? Sure. 8 to 12 cubic yards of mulch that you can get via chip drop. In the Twin Cities here. I don't know. They should have it across the nation, but you sign up and get free wood chips from arborists who are cutting down trees in your area. That way they don't have to pay to take it to the natural resources dump. I don't know what they call it. It's not the real dump. And then you get cheap/free mulch that you can use in your gardens. I feel like I could find a way to use the whole thing.
Sure.
But before I put it down, I'm putting cardboard down.
Yeah.
To suppress the grass and any weeds and make some new beds. Not that I need, more. I lied. I do need more beds. I want more plants outside.
More plants, less grass. Do it.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Less grass, more gardens. Since I've been doing my own landscaping beds and working for Kara, I am always staring at people's gardens now. And I really like the houses. I like the spooky houses with lots of plants. Whether that's trees and bushes and stuff. But like, it's been winter, so I have to look at the skeletons of everything just assume things are there. But like in the suburbs, there are people who've never put in new plants after whatever their house came with died.
Yeah.
And they look like shit. The houses look so boring.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for my garden to grow in this year. It's going to be awesome.
Tom's front yard's kind of the goal for me. He's got a fantastic
front yard. Tom, the horticulturist at the zoo.
Has hardly any grass in his front yard. It's all plants and landscaping. And he's got this nice little
rock garden.
Yeah. Erosion garden section for his Minnesota succulents. You live on that so you go out your house street, you turn right, and before you get to the barn with the horses, the lady on the right corner.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic garden in the summertime. She's got a lot of hydrangea, I think, and peonies.
She got a lot of stuff that blooms.
Yeah.
And she puts in some dahlia tubers, and it's really cool. The fence does get in the way of looking at them, but since mm-hmm. I walk the dog by there, I can appreciate them. And sometimes she's even out there tending to them. Thanks. And I always say, hi, nice plants. Now I have to do a better job of making friends with her.
Yeah. So you can trade plants, outdoor plants.
Well, I need pink blooming plants. True. So she has a lot of every color. So I don't necessarily have my eye on anything, but sure. just have a plant friend who's a neighbor would be cool.
That too.
I do like the variety of evergreens she's put in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of cool pines and stuff with different shapes that are very interesting to look at.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to do my front yard and just have less grass there, but I got to figure out.
Totally.
I think if I get the chip drop, I'm just going to start making beds until I run out of mulch.
There you go. Yeah.
And I kind of have an idea for the front yard because I do want just a little patch of grass for the dog.
Sure.
But I'm thinking like a perfect circle of grass in the middle and then have the border.
Oh.
Be garden.
Sure.
And then I'm wondering if I want to have Brandon make some cedar raised beds for the front of the patio where it faces the street.
Uh-huh.
So that it can just be a bench. Like, it can be a bench for sitting.
Yeah.
But it'll also be a planter where I can put like my colocasia.
Yeah.
Any alocasia nice. I want to grow out there and then fill it in with like coleus and creeping Jenny. Is it creeping Jenny? And the sweet potato vine and just grow a huge box of cool stuff.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. And then there would be a little off to the corner where my garden bed starts,
mm-hmm.
off the side of the patio, there'll be a little pathway. The bed near the house won't get any bigger, but there'll be a pathway that walks around that side of the house eventually when I buy the flagstones.
I was going to say you can get like pavers and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do have to figure out what I want to do under that maple because that maple, everything is so dry over there. That tree just sucks all the moisture out of the ground. So it'd have to be some drought resistant shade stuff.
Sure.
But then, yeah, having also plants out in the cul-de-sac. Mm, that ash tree that used to be there is now a bush.
Mm-hmm.
The tree got cut down because of emerald ash borer.
Mm-hmm.
And now the tree grew back because the roots aren't dead. And now it's just a bush. I figure why fight it? We'll let it live.
Let it be a bush.
Yeah, we'll let it be a bush. Because I can't plant anything on that spot anyway because it's a mm-hmm. stump.
Mm-hmm.
But put stuff around it. Make it cute. Put some flowering stuff out there.
Sure.
Maybe some more milkweed for the butterflies.
Totally.
Ooh, some... It's a marsh milkweed, the purple stuff.
Sure.
They love that. I know purple's not the color of my garden, but there's always three monarchs on those when they're blooming at any given time. And I think it would be great to have more.
Yeah.
Brandon really likes the butterflies.
I like the butterflies. I miss the butterflies. Butterflies have been disappearing.
Mm-hmm. Got to plant more pollinator-friendly stuff.
Heck yeah.
Bring the butterflies back.
Yep.
Okay, houseplants.
I was going to say we're at time too, so we can definitely do plant of the week.
Yeah, let's do plant of the week.
Sure.
Once again, I picked mine out already. Mine's my Billy Day.
Ooh.
So he recently put out this nice big leaf and I'm very proud and very excited. And now he's one of those can't stop, won't stop plants. So I'm excited to see where it takes him this summer. He did like being outside last year, so he'll go in the greenhouse again. I know he likes a lot of light, so he'll probably go in the less shaded side.
Yeah, totally.
Which will be exciting. So
mine's going to be my Tycon that I was talking about for all the reasons I was talking about, how it's getting nice big leaves and... Even though it's not being super...
You said you have a 30-inch one?
Yeah, 28. It's not fully hardened yet. It's probably going to get to 30 once it's hardened off, I think. I'll have to... It's hard to measure by myself, like trying to hold the...
Do you want me to help you measure?
That's fine. I can get Adrian to help me. But yeah, he's just doing happy things and I'm excited to get him under Soltex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to hopefully get a little more variegation off of him.
Cool.
But if not, just want him to get big, 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 big.
Yes.
The last leaf had... The tertiary
fenestrations,
penne fenestrations, whatever the correct term is. The current leaf doesn't. So I don't know what's going on there, but he's big. So I can't complain too much.
Love it. And he's just going to get bigger. Hopefully. Are you fertilizing?
Yeah.
Good.
That's the one fertilizing and silica.
Are you pH balancing?
Yes. When I do silica, I pH balance.
Okay. I actually just did that this morning in lieu of my other task I was supposed to be doing. Because I started using I got the MSU
mm-hmm.
fertilizer, the K-Lite stuff. So,
You got a new thing.
We got this now. And then I got my two reusable bottles for my silica to use the pumps. Mm-hmm. I can just pump them in. And then I figured out when I use those together, I have to do two pumps of my pH down. The orange stuff.
Yep.
And that puts me the other way. Right at the, yeah, because the silica makes it basic.
Sure. Yeah.
It was like hard teal colored when I pH balanced or tested it.
Yeah. So my water's always been fairly neutral.
Yeah.
If anything, on the little bit of the basic side. So it was good. I've never really needed to pH balance, but now that I've started using silica, I definitely have to pH down it.
Yeah. If you're not sure what we're talking about, if you use silica, you do need to pH balance, because that will put the silica, if you're just using that, it will put it into a range that is less acceptable for happy plant growth.
Yeah.
Plants like to grow in a pH of 5.5 to 6.5.
Yep.
Which is ideal. So when you use silica, you want to try and balance it back to like six or something.
Mm-hmm. So. And as water sits, especially if you're a semi-hydro person, it's going to become more basic as it sits. So if you are in that range, try and hit a little closer to the 5.5.
How quickly?
I don't know. I just know that I've just been told that it gets more basic as it sits.
That's interesting.
I should balance it after it's sat and see what it gets to after like a 2 week period.
You mean pH measure it?
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. Take a reading.
That's interesting. I don't usually keep fertilizer in my jugs unless I've like maybe half or something. Yeah. Like I don't keep full jugs under the sink, but that is good to know.
That and
because whatever hasn't been used will sit there until I need it. So.
Yeah, and I'm more so for reservoir plants. So like you got to think about that water reservoir getting more basic as it sits.
Well, good thing my Matilde uses its whole reservoir up pretty quick. So.
Cool.
My husk is doing that too a little bit. So. Cool. Congratulations, Plants of the Week. We are so proud of you.
Yeah.
You bring us joy.
Hey, friends, come talk to us on Discord.
Yeah, we have a Discord server. If you want to figure out how to join us there, what is it? We go to our Instagram. There's a link in our bio, and it'll have a link to our Rough Around the Hedges Discord server. Free to join.
And I just tested it yesterday. It works. So
the Plants of the Week that we pick each week, those do get posted.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. I think I'm 4 weeks. Well,
and here's a reminder to our
listeners. 2 weeks behind for now.
Who are in the Discord. You are also welcome and encouraged to share your plant of the week. Someone posted their Anthurium Queen. It's looking very nice.
I have not seen that one.
Yeah, that one's looking very
nice. Cassandra's pretty good about posting plant of the week. I know Jen posted her plant of the week for when she was a guest on the episode. And I think Pam's done it before.
Yeah.
We like seeing your plants, you guys. Actually, we love seeing your plants.
And we just like talking to everybody. Yeah. Come on over.
Yeah, come hang out. And also, if you are in the Discord server, please post more plant memes. That's my favorite part. And the only one who's been doing it is Christine. Well, Pam did.
Pam does good memes too. And usually I like find memes in the, usually I'm finding the memes in like the US Hoya group. And I'm like, I know half of the people in the Discord server have already seen this.
It's true. It's hard to find a brand new plant meme.
But yeah.
Cool, cool. Well, thank you for tuning in and listening. We will see you back here next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.